I have to write so many puzzles, my friends. So many puzzles.
Your Daily Lex.
This is nothing new and nothing has changed. It's more of the same situation I was already in, but every once in a while it hits me. It's mostly the crossword puzzles. So obviously I have lex.games. If you haven't yet downloaded the app or gone to the website, you should. I mean, seriously, are there people who listen to my podcast but don't play my games? I guess there probably are. But there's new puzzles every day. I've been thinking about, should I put the archives behind the paywall? I don't know. Honestly, one reason not to, which is a terrible reason, is it's work. It is work to put the archives behind the paywall, especially in the app. Like I have to do some thinking. But I was thinking, like, what if you could only get to the past 7 days or something in the app and on the web for free? And if you paid, then you can get those things. Because listen, I enjoy making the app. I enjoy making the puzzles, but it's more fun when people get paid. I'm just trying to think of what other things I can do to push people to upgrade. So anyway, I have to make all these puzzles, right? There's 9 puzzles total, and there's several of them that I have to write. The crosswords take the most time. Even mini crosswords take a while, and full-size crosswords take significantly longer than that. And right now I'm in a pattern where I like to make sure I'm writing 2 crossword puzzles a day. That ensures I'm always far out because it's two crosswords a work day. So if I'm constantly building up those and then on occasion have to miss, I'm always ahead. But those are the ones that run closest to the wire. I'm about 2 weeks out on crosswords right now. Every other puzzle I'm into the last day of this month or early February, but I still have to make more. I always have to make more. Can I get to a point, though, where I could pay people? I get paid by some third-party apps to provide some of my crosswords to them. That's fun. But, like, could I pay people to write crosswords? It'd be great. I'm close to being able to do it, but it doesn't quite make sense yet. There's also something about the fact that it is Lex.games, and I promise you this, it's not ego. If I can make my life easier by having others make puzzles for me, I will. It's more, I think part of what makes Lex.games is that the puzzles are me flavored in some way. Not every crossword reference is Weird Al, but a lot do. And I try to have my own humor and sensibility and worldview hinted at in the kinds of clues I use, the kinds of puzzles I write, and all the different puzzles. So anyway, sometimes it hits me. Today's the day where it's hitting me. I'm like, boy, people have bought lifetime subscriptions. That means I have to do it for their whole life, even if they outlive me. I don't think it means that, but people bought year-long subscriptions. People do have those lifetimes, which is the price equivalent of a 3-year subscription. So I don't know. I have a lot of puzzles to write. It's a lot of work. It's fun work. I enjoy doing it, but it's a lot. Man, oh man, it's a lot. Every once in a while, I'll take a day, like a weekend day, where I'll just do like a couple hours of writing collections or lexicogs, and that's good. It's fun to be like a couple months out, and right now I'm not even a full month out. So I think that's probably the pressure. I can alleviate some of this feeling by just writing a whole bunch of them, but got to sit down and do that. And instead, here I am treadmilling and podcasting. I had one listener on the rebound say, you can't hear that I'm on the treadmill, but it does sound like I have a breathing problem. So you guys take my breath away, or the treadmill does. Something is affecting my breath. I don't know what it is. Also, people really have to learn how to spell breath and breathe correctly. It's 2 different words, and I get annoyed when they get it wrong. I think that's all I have for today. I got to go write some puzzles and, you know, do my other work. Goodbye.
Lex.